I am God Vision within the earth and within you, O soul of light. And that God Vision manifests this day as a precipitated gift of the Spirit for you, each one, whereby you may now choose to see clearly as God sees, where you may choose to behold perfection within all life, and especially within yourself. As you behold perfection by the grace of God, empowered by the 8 times 12, wherein those 96 petals illumining what you perceive through your higher vision center manifest in a swirling, whirling action of the sacred fire in emerald light, glorifying all with the radiance of heaven. You truly behold that which we see on your behalf, O souls of mankind. You can then cognize reality moving to vision and ultimately to victory in the physical octave, where you master the initiations of the 9, 10, and 11 o'clock lines of Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius, and bring into physicality that vision manifest, incarnate within the earth. You see, it is one thing to, in a quasi way, behold what you think is the ideal. It is altogether another to allow the all-seeing eye, which beholds only perfection, to focalize within your world, within your consciousness, and within your third eye, the crystalline patterns of perfection of who you are and what your world may be, empowered by the allness of God through that pure visionary state of beingness. Many of you attempt to draw forth your own experience of perfection through the awareness that you have garnered over many lifetimes of your human experience upon earth. I say this day, let go of your own perceptions of reality and accept God's perception of a higher reality now within and around and through the earth, so that all mankind may be bathed in this emerald light this day and throughout this coming cycle of Scorpio, where death will have no sting and where that scorpion is replaced by the eagle, which flies high in the heavens and sees in a wide range and an amazing array life below. Yes, to master Scorpio, you must become as an eagle, blessed ones, and fly in a new visionary experience of the Spirit. You must be encouraging and have not one iota of the death consciousness manifesting within your awareness, and therefore choose to behold love, light, and levity in what you place your focused eyesight and attention upon. If you allow your vision to be degraded by looking upon imagery of darkness, density, and deified evil, then how do you expect to rise in awareness, to reach the levels of God consciousness that you could in the ascended master states of being? For you see, what you place your attention upon, you become, and that becoming is happening every moment, focalized through what you see through your eyes. Those who meditate with God, those who allow the light to flow through their higher vision center, are becoming more of the true reality of their true self as they move beyond human eyesight to divine vision. Therefore, the more that you allow God to see through your eyes clarity and behold perfection in all people, in all situations, the higher you go, dearest ones, in the octaves of light, and the easier it is for you to put aside dualistic thinking, non-mindfulness, and the banal ideations that at times crop up within you from the realms of your lesser self, which it would always have you behold something less than God and all that is godly and sublime. It is a choice to see and behold the beauty within every soul, the beauty within nature, the beauty within your own being, dearest ones. And I say once and for all that those of you who at times debase your own self through speaking of yourself to others in a way that demeans who you are as a son or daughter of God should put aside these momentums and these habit patterns. Use the I Am name of God, for you know that these words of light empower what you say and clothe them with true reality. Saint Germain has taught you this divine science, and yet at times many of our initiates lapse into the use of language which is not truly conscious or compassionate. Compassionate for who? Even for you. Therefore, use your I Am statements to create and co-create the new world that you desire to see now within the earth. Use your I Am statements on a daily and moment-by-moment basis to allow God to clothe within this earth that new reality, that new era, which is and has always been within the purview of the Almighty, within the vision of the great silent watchers. Yes, when you soar with them to behold the perfection of all life, you will learn much, dearest ones, and we invite you to spend even 10 minutes a day where you only accept through your third eye center the absolute sublimity of divinity manifesting everywhere. And as I have said within yourself, to behold self as God is a key for all to manifest God consciousness. I repeat, to behold God within self is a key to manifesting God consciousness. If you accept these words as true, you believe them with a certitude, then, dearest ones, you will never engage in vision that is less than what you truly may know and behold as perfect vision. As you have been told by this messenger, the 50.001 prayer was the very first that we inspired upon him even before the complete formation of this movement in early 2005. For you see, it was imperative that these words, a light within the earth through one, so that the new way could be made known. New golden crystal and emerald highways of light be given birth to, so that some souls of light who consider themselves worthy of being initiates could traverse the higher initiatic path, walk with God, and move into a higher state of being. Do not be forlorn in ruining your past, or even what you did yesterday that may not be fully clothed in godliness, holiness, or purity. Accept the purity of your true self now as your reality, and we will empower you to so manifest that ideal within your life. Co-create with us. This is our invitation today. And that co-creation manifests by co-visualizing with us the new era of joy, harmony, and peace. We are gratified that you within this movement have caught fire and are creating beautiful imagery in what you purvey across the pages of your website, during your services, events, and major university courses. These images alone, blessed ones, have shifted the earth into a new vibration. Do you realize this? Do you accept that your co-creations are actually real in what they do to bring light and energy into play in physicality within the earth? If you accept that, the use of this eye magic through what your creative arts team members and a number of you have done is important and real, then clothing those images with your own fire of illumination and the victorious sense, bring them even more powerfully into manifestation within the earth, dearest ones. Yes, Paul the Venetian and other masters of the arts and sciences of divine light teach this in their retreats. Vision is important, and the realities that could be in many spheres only require a shift in awareness for them to be so alchemically and by the power of divine magic, whereby you infuse within what you perceive and lay before your and other people's vision that which you desire to truly manifest as beautiful, holy, and virtuous. Seeing is believing, one said long ago. And I say again that believing is seeing. Therefore, believe what you see, and it shall be so for you and then for the many. Believe what you co-create in your visioning sessions and within your mission and vision statements for this activity and for you personally and for your families, and by the power that you wield as a son or daughter of God from within your vision center, those ideations will be clothed with more Venusian and Mercurian and even earthly fire. You see, dearest ones, we invest much in our work to be visionaries. It is not some quasi-science that is woo-woo. You see, it is real because we accept it as godly and manifest in reality. If you can feel the empowerment of my words this day, if you can feel the authenticity and the vitalness, the vitality of that which I share, your life and your world may just be moved into that which you have dreamed of, envisioned as a child, as possible, and long ago when God beheld you through your first breath as his, her son, daughter in light, lovely, immaculate, inviolate, in grace, harmony, and beauty. Yes, we see each of you as the godly you. Realize this. And if we can behold you as such, dearest ones, then please, please, nevermore accept an image of yourself less than what we perceive you as. Now, I bring before you a geometric matrix of perfection with a sphere within a pyramid, within a cosmic cube. And I empower within this form an aspect of God's pure vision. When you desire inspiration to in some way move beyond a sense of limitation or a lack of vision into the reality that you know is just beyond or seemingly beyond your reach, use this thought form and we will empower you to move beyond what you have heretofore accepted as possible. We will inspire and adjure you to this new reality of God beingness. And many masters, ascended beings, and angelic and archangelic ones will fan the fires of God vision within and around you so that you may perceive what we see and behold what we have known for eons. With God, vision, all things are possible. I have added that word to this ancient adage because from my perspective, dearest ones, vision is essential for victory. Therefore, see it. Believe it, know it, and it shall be so. I am Cyclopea. I am fond of you as initiates of vision. And I serve you divine fondue in my retreat over China today. Will it be emerald colored or something else? Come and see, behold, believe, and through love and levity, laugh with us in the vision of the new era of love, wisdom, freedom, and enlightenment. I thank you. I have never actually, to my memory, beheld the being of Cyclopea, for typically I only really see this amazing manifestation of the all-seeing eye as the focal point of his being. Yet today I saw Cyclopea as this magnificent Elohimic being, immense, muscular, and yet amazingly handsome. Wielding all kinds of cosmic co-creative energies within his aura. And, of course, the vision, even though he has two eyes in one sense, the third eye is magnified above the two eyes and the brow to be this portal through which the vision of the Almighty is manifest. And so from that third eye just pours out pure light, both white and emerald. And it's blinding, and yet you can still see the smile that he had today, which is very similar to Lord Maitreya, very serene and stately and magnificent. He was kind of joking at the end with the fondue, and I didn't know where he was going when he mentioned, "I'm fond of you," and then he says fondue, and I could hardly keep it together when he was joking around with us. All I can say is he is very, very stately, magnificent, full of God power as well as God vision, and I am grateful for this beautiful heart stream. In 2 days, the sun moves from Libra into Scorpio at 5:58 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. There is a partial solar eclipse at 3:45 p.m. the same day, this Thursday, in 2 days. The moon is in Libra today. On Thursday, it enters Scorpio at 3:11 p.m. So we will have both the sun and the moon in Scorpio as of 3:11, and then shortly after 3:11 p.m., 34 minutes later, the partial solar eclipse will occur. When the sun is eclipsed in the heavens by the moon, in effect moving between the earth and the sun and eclipsing the light of the sun, it can be symbolic and even more spiritually significant in terms of the light of the sun being eclipsed, and therefore the light of the presence, the divine light, being temporarily eclipsed in our world. Therefore, Cyclopea comes today in advance of this event so that we can really focus on the light through our devotions and clothe ourselves fully in the light so that when that eclipse comes, or any eclipse comes, we are supercharged with this divine energy and can weather this event both symbolically and physically. Cyclopia also comes today because when we move into Scorpio, the perversion of which is death and the sting of the scorpion, it can be a difficult time for many people. We see in a very short time, in about 10 days, Halloween and all of the imageries of zombies, vampires, ghouls, goblins, ghosts, a lot of imagery of death, blood. So this is all imagery which does not serve mankind well. And I'll be speaking a little bit about this today at 11 a.m. Mountain Time with Dr. Pat on her radio program about how important it is to change the way that we operate and celebrate All Hallows Eve, because these images do have their impact on our subconscious, and especially young children, if they are continue to be bombarded with this imagery, what does that do to their psyche? And then if they watch movies of zombies and vampires and all this death and what is going on the planet now, especially originating out of Hollywood, what does that do to our society? Well, we see death around us. We see people that engage themselves in heinous crimes, and we see more and more of this coming out in the media. An individual who's killed and slaughtered many people, and people watch these movies and then they do crazy things because Hollywood has projected this upon us. So we have to change civilization. We have to change what's been called civilization, which is not very civil. And how do we do that? Through the light of perfect vision, clear vision, through the light of the all-seeing eye of God.